Wow, what an honour to speak this morning. I'm not going to be long. We're going to be about 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an absolute max. But what I wanted, yeah, maybe 25, 30, you know. In actual fact, it's going to be a long service. You're not getting out till lunchtime. Cancel your lunch, you know. No, it's going to be a short message this morning because we really want to have this morning to honour our pastor who is 60 years old. But what I wanted to explain to you guys was what honour is and why we honour, because you might be thinking we're worshipping Pastor Neville. Of course, we're not doing that.
You're listening to the LifeSpring Church podcast. For more information about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
We're bigging him up because God is using him in an amazing way. So what is honour? Why do we honour? Who do we honour? And we're going to do that in about 10 minutes or so. But my first question is, and answer to you guys is, what is honour? Now, honour means, if you look in the dictionaries, honour means holding in high respect or great esteem. And that's what we like to do. That is a really good thing to do. But, you know, over the years of being a Christian, what I've found out is that people really struggle in Christian circles to give honour, even though it's incredibly biblical. But if we go into the world, it's really easy to give honour, and probably even most of us in this room would happily give honour in a worldly sort of environment. For an example, I was thinking, yesterday, the mighty Royals were playing Fulham in the playoff semi-final, big match. We were all excited, you know, Reading took the lead and then they conceded, which wasn't quite so good. But, you know, Reading drew the game 1-1. But at the end of that game, 2,000 Reading fans would have been clapping and cheering the players, giving them honour. And if we would have been there too, we would have done exactly the same. You see, it's really easy to honour in situations. Then I was thinking, you know, if you go to the West End, you go to a theatre production, you know, I've been to see The Lion King about 4 times. I absolutely love it. And Mary Poppins, that was a good one as well. But when you go there, at the end of the production, what do you all do? You stand up and you clap. You give honour to people. Really easy to do in a worldly sort of environment. But when it comes to giving honour to people who are men or women of God as Christians, we really struggle. How dare we clap Pastor Nev? It's his birthday. That's so not biblical. Don't clap him. Why should we give honour? Totally not biblical, and we're going to look at why that is the case over the next few minutes or so. But firstly, the first challenge this morning is we always have a choice to honour or not. I want to encourage you guys, choose to honour people this morning and do it for your whole life. You know, honour and honouring people is so much fun. Did you know that? People think you're being a bit of a sucker, but it is so much fun. I love honouring people. I remember about 10 years ago, Craig and I were going to watch the England game, and Kim Wheeler and my dad were coming later, and they didn't want to sit. So we said, we'll save the table and save you some seats. As they arrived, the area was absolutely packed out. Craig and I got out of our seats and let Kim and my dad sit there, not to look good, but because we wanted to honour them, and it felt good. Because honouring people is a real good thing and a fun thing to do. But it's a choice. You can either choose to honour people or not. Well, we've just come back from Africa a couple of weeks ago. And in Africa, those guys know how to honour. And I have learned so much from being in Uganda of how to honour people, be it from saving the best seats in the church. For us English guys, it feels really awkward. No, we don't sit there. We'll sit at the back. But they really want to honour us. And so they encourage us to sit in the best places. Honouring is such a fantastic thing to do. Now, in the next 10 minutes, we're going to look at 4 situations and 4 areas in which I believe we should honour. And I guess this message this morning is a bit of an introduction into future sermons about honour. Because I haven't got long, we can't go into too much detail. But we're just going to look at 4 quick areas on how to honour. Number one, the most important thing we honour is God. We hold God at the highest rank. He is the absolute number one. He is our favorite. He is the best. Everything which happens in our life, we give honor to God. When we get that brand new job, we give honor to God. When we get the new car, we give honor to God. When we get married, we give honor to God. When times are tough, we still give honor to God. When we don't get the job perhaps we were really desperate for, we still give honor to God because we hold him at the highest place. Whatever happens in my life, I'm going to give honor to God. Why? Because he sent his son down for us. And because he sent his son Jesus down for us, he will always have all the honor because he deserves everything. But how do we honor God? We honor God in our time. So many people say to me, I'm so busy. Good. Busyness is good. A lot of the time, it keeps us out of mischief. But honor God with your time. When you get up in the morning, spend time with God. Before you have your breakfast, before you go to work, every single morning, you honor God by spending time with him. Before I go to work, before I come to church, before I have breakfast, even yes, on Saturdays, I spend time with God because he is my everything and I want to honor him in everything, every day, bank holidays, when I'm on holiday, all the time. So we honor God with our time. We honor God with our worship. You know, when I'm saying worship here, I'm talking more about, not necessarily about the praise and worship, but worship is our lifestyle. So our lifestyle gives honor to God. We don't do the same as all our non-Christian friends. We don't do the same as all our mates who aren't living for God because we're giving honor to God. And that happens in every single area of our life. You know, I work with young people, and it's a blessing, and I love it. But often I hear, oh, but James, I didn't like those songs. I didn't like those songs that Richard chose this morning. I haven't heard that yet, by the way, Richard, because we're here. But I didn't like those songs Richard chose this morning. That's irrelevant. We're not giving honor to Richard at this time. We're giving honor to God. We're singing and we're praising God because God is our everything. So it's in our time, in our worship, in every area of our life, we give glory to God and we honor God. In decisions, who do we go to first? God. When it's tricky decisions about, do I buy this house? Do I marry this person? God first, because God is our everything, and we give him honor in everything we do. So number one, and probably and definitely the most important, is we honor God. We hold him in the highest place, the highest place. Your wife might be there, God's there. Football might be there, God's there, because God is always in the highest. Number two. Maybe you might have to do this slowly, is we honor our parents and we honor our families. Ephesians 6, verse 2, it says, it's not on my thing, it's here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Now, I can understand here that some people may really struggle with that because some of you may not have had wonderful parents. I'm very blessed, and I did. But you see, it's a choice to honor, and I choose to honor my parents. It's easier for me, like I say, I'm very blessed. They're just sat on this front row here, and I honor them, and I make sure that they sit in the best seats. And when Pastor Nev and I go traveling together, I always make sure I'm with him because he's getting deaf and he can't hear things. So I try to honor him by being there for him so that I can translate. That wasn't very honoring, was it? But, but you know, I do that, and I'm like, Pastor Nev, you know, look, Pastor Fred's talking to you in a moment. Oh, is he? And so I sit with him there, and he's really boring meeting sometimes, just to say. And I love doing it because it's an honor, and I honor my parents. And it's incredible and biblical principle. Hold your parents in the high esteem. Maybe you don't know your real parents. Hold your spiritual parents really high. Hold your cell leaders really high. Don't let people speak wrongly of them because we're going to be men and women who honor our parents. We're going to be men and women who honor all the time. You know, my pastors are my parents and my parents are my pastors. And I often hear people speaking negatively about my parents. Doesn't happen in my company because I'm honoring my parents. And that's not allowed to happen around me. Because I'm honoring my parents. And the same with you guys. When people maybe speak not quite so positively about your cell leaders, about your leaders, about your family, about your parents, No, we hold them really high because the Bible tells us to do so. And we hold our parents in massive high regard and we give them all the honour they deserve. And how do we honour parents? Sometimes it can be just in practical situations. Do the washing up. If you're a young person, do the washing up for your parents. Honour them. Make them breakfast every now and then. Pray for them every single day. Honouring is so important. Like I say, we could go into so much detail, but we're just going through these quickly, and then we want to honour Pastor Nev a bit more. Number three is we honour each other. Romans 12, verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. That's a challenge, isn't it? So I'm supposed to honour my friends above me? Well, either the Bible's lying, or we need to do that. Really, really important principle. We hold each other in the highest respect. We don't let each other be bad-mouthed. We give up our seats for people. Yeah, but James, I've been sitting on these front seats for ages. Yeah, well, if someone needs to sit there, then I'm going to let them sit there because I honour them. We do everything we can. We love each other. We respect each other. John 13, verse 34 to 35 says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So guys, not only do we honour each other above ourselves, but we love each other as well. And that is how people will know we're disciples of Jesus, by the way we treat each other, by the way we honour each other, by the way we love each other. So when you're walking down the street into town and you see someone from church or you see a friend, don't avoid them. Give them a high five, give them a hug, give them a whatever, because we love each other and we honour each other. When you're in town, sometimes I see people, not from this church, but from other churches. I'm like, oh, I'm going to cross the road. But no, that's not loving. That's not honouring, because I want to honour these people. I'm like, hey, dude, how are you? I've only got 10 seconds. Sometimes that might be a bit of a lie. But you know, I've only got a few minutes. We can have a quick chat because we honour each other and we love each other. I love honouring. I love it. You know, when we joined the G12 Vision, the honour is incredible and people really struggled with it. So when Pastor Cesar would get to speak, the crowd would stand up and clap. Oh my gosh, that's satanic. How can they worship this man? Oh my good God, are they clapping this pastor who has been used by God to see millions of people come to salvation? How dare they? No, we're honouring God through God using these people in an amazing way. So when we say to Pastor Nev, happy birthday, and everyone stands up and claps him, we're not saying we worship you, Pastor Nev. We're saying, God, we worship you because you are using this man to achieve amazing things. Honour is so important. I love honour. I love honouring people. And I'm not nearly as good as I should be, I know that for sure, but it's something I really want to get better at because honouring is such an awesome biblical principle. Now, I want to honour you guys now by telling you about Jesus before we move on to our last thing. Is anyone here at Lifespring Church for the first time today? If you just give me a wave. I know Craig said something earlier. There's a load of people here for the first time. Cool, you guys are so welcome. It's an honour to have you with us. It really is. And it's a blessing. But we're just going to quickly move on to point four, actually. And point four is this. Maybe you need to flick it. The importance of honouring our leaders, which is why we're honouring Pastor Nev a lot today. So Pastor Nev has hit the big 6-0. He's 60. He looks good for that, which means that hopefully in 30 years' time, I'll look good for that sort of age as well. But Hebrews 13, verse 17 says this. It says, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. I can stand here before you and say that Pastor Nev and Pastora Jackie pray for us. They look after us. And when they ask us to do things, 9 out of 10 times, it is from God. And so we should be honouring to them. And when they ask us to do stuff, we do it with a smile upon our face. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12 says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. So if the Bible is correct, which I think the majority of us believe it is, we hold our leaders in the highest regard. That is what honour means. We hold people in the highest regard, whether it be our pastors, whether it be our cell leaders, whether it be whatever, we hold them in the highest regard. And 1 Timothy verse 5, verse 17 says, the elders who direct the church, who direct the affairs of the church well, are worthy of double honour, especially those who work in preaching and teaching. And so again, if the Bible is correct, which I'm sure we all believe it is, we need to give double honour to our leaders. We need to give double honour to our pastors and our cell leaders. And I can tell you what, when we do it, it is a blessing. And I feel so, so, so blessed when we're able to do this. Now, Pastor Nev, we've just asked a couple of guys from your team of 12 just to come to the front. I know Johnny's going to say something. If anyone else who hasn't filmed anything is here from Pastor Nev's team of 12, we just want to publicly honour you, Pastor Nev, because of the work you've done in us. We'd love that to be the case. So Johnny, if you just come just for a minute or so.
Thank you, James. Yeah, just quickly, Pastor Nev, I just want to say thank you for who you are. What an example you are to me. I feel tremendously honored to be following you. I really do. And I think the thing that really stands out in your life, in your character, is how humble you are as a pastor. You know, I have been sort of serving under different pastors, different leaders in the past as well, but you are standing out with how humble you are. You know, a man of your position, you know, leadership position, you're just so humble, and you don't expect anyone to honor you. You know, you just get on with things, and you're just so humble. And I think, you know, I was thinking about it, and that humbleness is the one thing that I see in you that stands out the most. And I really, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a pastor, and I want to be like you in this sense.
You see, honouring is a great thing. You know, Johnny, look, he's got a smile up on his face. He feels really good through honouring someone. And so I really want to encourage you guys, honour your leaders, honour your work colleagues, honour your friends, honour so many people you come across, because honouring is a blessing. Now, guys, I think we're just going to show another clip. I just wanted just to bring, this is almost like an introduction to a full session at some point in the time on the importance of honour. But, guys, I really want to encourage you, honour each other, honour God, honour your leaders, and honour everyone you come across, because it is so much fun and such a blessing and incredibly, incredibly biblical. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Dad. We love you. We hope you have an amazing day.
Thanks for listening. To find out more about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.